Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Seems like the risk of losing their jobs have pushed nearly 900 city workers in San Francisco to get vaccinated, proving that mandates do have an impact. But are all employees on board? For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our insider, Phil Mateer. So, Phil, it appears that it's the stick, not the carrot.
Yeah, it's so far, but the stick is still waving over a lot of workers, and it's got the person holding the stick, which is the mayor, a little bit nervous. I'm going to tell you that while some 900 employees did get vaccinated after saying that they either weren't going to say whether they were vaccinated or had declined to get vaccinated under the threat of, you know, being suspended and losing their jobs, quite a few are still holding out. We have about 100 cops who have yet to get vaccinated or state whether they've been vaccinated. Between 35 and 45 sheriff's deputies who work in the jail are getting letters saying that they're basically being put on administrative leave until they can get what's called a Skelly hearing going. And at that hearing, they could face dismissal. And so that it could be decided in the next couple of weeks. The reason why it's sheriff's deputies is being in there is because they are in close quarters contact in a jail. Now, the other group that's really got the city nervous are muni drivers and parking control officers. 18% of the muni drivers have not gotten vaccinated. And about 100 of the parking control officers, those people that hand out tickets, haven't either. So they could be facing exiting work as well. And that could mean a real problem for muni to try to operate its lines.
I'm wondering about the resentment, Phil, because we've heard from many people that we've interviewed in recent weeks, and I mean healthcare workers, law enforcement too. Some of them are saying, you know, I'm just going to walk. I'm tired of this, and I'm going to work out my contract, and then I'm just going to leave. Do you think that's a bluff on most of their parts?
It remains to be seen. I mean, that is what we're hearing, I'm hearing, and even from, you know, some of the people that you're talking about, is that, you know, they said, look, I'm going to ride this out. I'm going to get paid administrative leave, and then I'll appeal it. Well, they're not going to get paid while they appeal it. The other one is, okay, I'm going to go someplace else. And I'm starting to go, like, where are you going? It's not like, you know, you can go to another police department. They're going to say, you don't need to get vaccinated. You're going to have to leave the state. Are you ready to, you know, to pack up and move to Texas or someplace that doesn't require it? So the stakes are higher. The muni drivers, they don't know. That's a roll of the dice. But I will tell you this. It's tough to hire and train and get people to drive those buses. So they're going to, even if they get dismissed, they're saying that after you get off for a couple of weeks without pay, if you get the vaccine, we'll still welcome you back. So it's a game of chicken, one-on-one, and we'll see where it goes.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.